In my opinion, software engineers should view vibe coding with AI as simply the latest iteration of RAT. Let me explain. My name is John, and you're listening to the Tech Leader Pro podcast. It is week 3 of 2026. You're very welcome. In my opinion, software engineers should view vibe coding with AI as simply the latest iteration of RAD. In the early 1990s, when I first got into coding, RAD was the latest trend in the industry. Rapid Application Development, or RAD, is an adaptive software strategy that prioritizes rapid prototyping and quick feedback over long drawn-out planning and design cycles. Instead of following a rigid, linear path, RAD emphasizes iterative development and the use of software tools to build functional models of a product very quickly. Does that sound familiar with the recent vibe coding approaches? To go a little deeper, the core principles of RAD were the following. Prototyping. Developers creating working models of software features to show users immediately. User feedback. Constant communication with stakeholders ensures the product meets actual needs rather than just original specifications. Iterative design. The software is refined through multiple cycles of testing and adjustment. Speed over perfection. The goal is fast turnaround, often utilizing CASE or computer-aided software engineering tools to automate code generation. We had no AI-based code generation back then, you guys. The golden age of RAD-based approaches was the 1990s, when RAD flourished alongside visual programming tools like Visual Basic and Delphi, which allowed drag-and-drop interface building. The first programming class I attended at university, for example, was on Visual Basic. The intent was to build up the UI and then attach pieces of code to each element within the UI, all within the same simple IDE. In 2001, when the Agile Manifesto was published, Agile took the best parts of RAD, which was speed and iteration, and improved upon them. RAD began to feel outdated and clunky. RAD, like many trends in the software development industry, simply fell out of favor with the majority of coders. While RAD was the speed demon of the 1990s, it relied heavily on human-driven visual builders. Meanwhile today, vibe coding represents the next evolution, where the developer acts more like a creative director, using natural language and AI to manifest software instantly. So put simply, the human states the intended outcome and the AI does the rest. The transition from RAD to vibe coding is a move from low code, e.g. dragging buttons, to no code or natural language code, e.g. describing the vibe of the app. Both approaches, however, share a fundamental DNA. Firstly, they are both anti-waterfall. They both reject the idea of spending months on documentation before writing a single line of code. Secondly, prototyping as the goal. The working software is the specification. And thirdly, high abstraction. Both aim to hide the, quote, boring parts of coding, like boilerplate and syntax, to focus on the final product. Where they diverge is that RAD still required a deep understanding of software architecture to connect the visual components to a database. Vibe coding abstracts the architecture entirely. The AI handles the API calls, the CSS layouts, the state management, etc., etc. In RAD, you are still, quote, writing an app. In vibe coding, you are, quote, wishing it into existence and then refining the results. A common problem they share is the spaghetti code problem. Just as RAD was criticized for creating messy, unmaintainable code, vibe coding faces similar critiques. If the AI generates 1,000 lines of code based on a vague prompt, the vibe coder may find it nearly impossible to debug manually when the AI hits a wall. While vibe coding is arguably, quote, a faster RAD, it still requires a human in the loop. Therefore, in my opinion, such humans should see vibe coding as an opportunity to go even faster and not see it as a threat to their livelihoods. Us grey-haired coders have seen this trend before. It's just that now we have better tools. Take care, you guys. Talk to you next time.